If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You're renewed. Because you're renewed, you have new energy. He said, by the renewing. Tell somebody, I'm new. I don't know about you, but how do you feel? How do you feel when you put on something new? You ever notice how your attitude changes? You sit in the back till you put on something new. Then you tell the usher, sit me down on the second row. You haven't sat down on the minister's section for 10 years. Got yourself a St. John dress from Fifth Avenue in New York. You say, I think I'm gonna sit down here today because I have on something new. You can tell when they got new shoes, they stick their feet out and cross their legs. Any other time, they're pulling them back under the seat. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You want to show off your new. You come early to get a parking space in the lot right out here when you get a new car. When you had your hoopty, you parked all the way down Cheltenham Avenue. You didn't want anybody to know it was your car. But now that it's new, you park it right out here so everybody can say, look what God has done. Well, just like you like to brag about your new, so does God. God tells the devil, here you go, Satan. Got another one that you had last week. You remember they had liquor in their hand? Remember they had pot in their mouth? Remember there was cursing coming out that mouth? Wait a minute, devil. Listen. No cussing coming out. Only praise is coming out. Wow, what's going on, God? They're a new creature. They are filled with my spirit. They don't know how to quit. They don't know how to think down. They now look up. They speak my language. They walk in my power. They are new. They've got new hearts. They've got new abilities. They have new access. You struggling with your trial. You struggling with people. I'm so delivered from people. Woo, God, I'm so delivered from people. They just listen. That's why devils don't bother me, because people don't bother. Folk want you to hurry up and move, hurry up and move. There are no emergencies in God. He had the end figured out before I was born. I tell pastors, stop all your fretting over stuff. God's been running churches long before you came around, and he can take care of your church. Just go on vacation. Go away. Pastor, I can't go, because if I go, things are going to fall apart. Then the Lord is saying they need to fall apart. Maybe the church is leaning on you too much. We need new creatures. Any new creatures? There's one area that we don't get renewed. Just one. We're renewed in our speech. We're renewed in our thinking. We're renewed in our attitudes, and we will submit to all of those. But there's one area that we're never renewed, and that's in giving. That's why I'm glad God did not tie eternal judgment into giving, because nobody would be saved. I'm going to show you something. Go to Galatians chapter 5. We'll end this part here. How do I know the Holy Ghost is in me? See, I think if we realize that he's here to help us, we won't do so much. Most of the things that we grasped in our world today was created for reasons that were not necessary, that were necessary then, but they are no longer necessary now. Many of the doctrines that we hold on to were given for specific reasons of the time, but are no longer necessary for today. And we're in bondage to so many things because people feel that they need to hold on to old stuff, and they're afraid. When you find a person that's afraid to relinquish control, it's because they use that control to validate themselves. You should never hinder anybody. You should never hinder anyone. People evolve, they grow, and they don't want to do things the way we did them. I often tell people, this is not, I wasn't born for this day. This is, I don't like these times. I'm a Victorian man, lost in contemporary times. I really am. I'm old-fashioned. I don't even like reality shows because I live in a real world. Television is an escape for me. I don't need to watch programs about pressure. I pastor a church. I don't need to watch TV programs for that. I like John Wayne. Turner classic movies where there's no cussing and sex and arbitrary killing. If John Wayne killed you, you deserve to die. John never killed for just any reason. John killed you because, and he'd always warn you, all right now, go for that gun, I'm going to kill you. These times are so anti-God. They are anti-submission. I have never in my life seen so many people doing whatever they want to do. And then when you don't agree with it, they get angry. And then they leave. And so pastors are under increasing pressure because of the debt they've amassed to placate everybody, to make people happy so they can keep paying bills. One of my favorite films is Gone with the Wind. It's a little long, but it's a good movie. Scarlett, all throughout the movie, she's just as arrogant as can be. She's one of them Southern belles. Arrogant. But after the place is burned by Northern troops, and Rhett Butler has been trying to woo her, she's been playing hard to get. And, you know, women, not men like that. They like to pursue. And Rhett was, you know, trying to connect with her, and she, throughout the whole movie, she just, you know, spurned him. But after she lost everything, she came up to him. Where will I go? What will I do? She thought he was going to embrace her and say, baby, I'll take care of you. But he jumped from the suburbs to the hood. He took off that tuxedo and put on jeans and rolled up the legs and tied a red rag around his head. He looked at her and those lips that once wanted to embrace her and say sweet things to. He said, frankly, my dear, I'm currently not in a position to answer that question intelligently. That's the censored version for church. And you walk with God to the place where you can tell people, I'm going to please God. And if you don't like that, then I hope that the decision that you make will be positive and fruitful for you. But I am no longer in a position to help you with said decision. But you can say it Rhett's way. That's what the Spirit does. He enables you to tell the devil, you know, you coming in here bothering me. Colossians says, I already have victory over you. Jesus already told me he has victory over death, hell, and the grave. Paul tells me in Corinthians that God has taken the sting of death away. So what can you do to me? Get out of my face. I'm renewed. You walk out of here today, you better have a new praise. That's why I told you earlier, change your seat. When you come in here next week, you better look around for them crazy praising people. You do repeat the characteristics of people you associate with. You think Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't want to disturb nobody. Somebody gets drunk and they walk in your neighborhood. They know you sleep. Why is your praise so silent? Make a joyful noise. Make a loud noise. And people telling you in church, you too loud. How the Sam Hill am I going to be too loud in church? When people are cheering for baseball teams that lose, cheering for football teams that lose, cheering for basketball teams that lose and will never see victory. You're going to tell me I can't cheer for the Son of God who got the victory and then passed it on to me? I'm a new creature. I might have been silent last week, but you better hold my mule. Watch this. Let me finish this. Paul says, you think the Holy Spirit didn't come to get you energized? See, we're too deep. We have him now. He's like some college professor. Just you ever meet those kinds of people? Every conversation is about the deep things of the word. Yes, my God, I just asked you how you were feeling. Child, well, you know, the Bible says over in Galatians chapter 4, verse, get out of my office. All I said was, how are you? Well, praise God, we don't walk by feeling. Praise God, we don't walk. Oh, really? 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 The person who just hit the $260 million lottery, you just found out they were a distant third cousin. Third cousin. And they called you on the phone. Said, the Lord's been good to me. I got $230 million. I'm just giving all my cousins. I'm giving all my cousins $1 million apiece. Now, see, you were sedity last week. Praise God, I don't have to do all that praising. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now you just got $1 million cash tax free. Thank you. Glory. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. What happened to little Miss Sedity? What happened to little Mr. Sedity? Child, I got $1 million. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm here to tell you right now that according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, you got more than $1 million. When you read that sacred text, it will tell you that God said, I'll bless you going out, bless you coming in, bless the works of your hands, bless the fruit of your body. You got more than the Powerball. You ought to give God a praise because of the Holy Spirit. Yeah!
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
05516A.
Message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60. Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Preaching with specific purpose.
Break up your fallow ground, because the Lord is about to come and sow righteousness.
On July 16th, Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr., presiding bishop of the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches, presents the 2016 Preaching Workshop. Workshop presenters will be Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr., Dr. Wesley Pinnock, also Pastor Clement M. Lumpton III. Saturday, July 16th, 2016. The morning sessions will be from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. The
afternoon session, 1:30 p.m. until 4 p.m. Topics will be preaching for evangelism, preaching for training, and preaching for sanctification. Registration includes materials and lunch. Call 215-885-2585, extension 314. 215-885-2585, extension 314. Register online at BethelDeliverance.org. Plan now to be a part of the Preaching with Specific Purpose Workshop at the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches on Saturday, July the 16th, 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincode, PA.